well, I see a lot of handbooks because I review a ton of handbooks, but I see a lot of handbooks that have, they have a policy that says we don't discriminate based on race, sex, religion, blah, 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 right? And then they have a separate policy that governs harassment. We don't tolerate harassment based on race, sex, religion. And then within the harassment policy, there is a reporting process. But nowhere in, there's no reporting process for the plain discrimination policy. And the harassment policy seems to apply only to harassment. So where do I go if I don't feel like I'm being harassed based on my gender, but I feel like I'm being paid differently based on my gender? Well, okay, so I would want to make sure that I have some mechanism by which employees know that they can report concerns about discrimination. I think the easiest thing to do is to just say, if you feel you're being discriminated against in violation of our EEO policy, please report that under the procedure set out in our harassment policy. So you don't have to put it in there twice if it's going to be the same procedure, which it probably is, but you need to incorporate it in some way. And I would put it here, and then I would also probably say it again in the harassment policy so that it's very clear. So in your harassment policy, obviously it needs to cover race, sex, religion, national origin, disability, age. I think when you talk about sex, I put in parentheses, pregnancy, I don't have it here, but say pregnancy, gender stereotyping, sexual orientation, transgender status. So all of that has been interpreted to be covered by sex under Title VII. So I put that here. This also, it needs to, your harassment policy needs to make clear that the harassing conduct doesn't necessarily have to come from an employee. It could come from a customer. It could come from a vendor. Basically, anyone with whom they have interaction as part of their employment. For example, I worked at, when I worked back at a big firm years ago in the 90s, there were some secretaries who had commented that somebody else in the building was making lewd remarks when they were in the elevator. And so they would just, you know, walk away when they saw that he was waiting for the elevator and he was just another tenant in the building. And so I had to have a little chat with him and said, yeah, you know, we'd really hate to see you get sued. Although I don't know that he could, but I said, you know, it's probably in your best interest if you just avoid making comments like this to our staff. I don't think he said anything to anybody ever again, but we still had to take action. And so it's important in your policy that you make it clear to employees that if they're encountering harassment from anyone that they have to interact with as part of their job, that that needs to be reported. Consider using the new Texas law definition of sexual harassment. And then you can use the EEOC guidance definition for other forms of harassment. You could even, I suppose, have a separate definition for sexual harassment by the EEOC, but I think that's just going to be confusing. But I would use their definition for other forms of harassment, race harassment, religion, et cetera. Then you need to have a reporting process where they, and I would say that report, and I actually have a separate policy that just covers reporting, reporting discrimination, harassment, and retaliation. So if you are concerned about a violation of our EEO policy, our harassment policy, or the retaliation provisions, then you need to notify us and then have, here's how you do it. So you identify obviously who they report the concern to. My personal opinion is to limit that to HR and top management. And I do that because conducting an investigation and responding promptly or immediately is part of any defense that you might have or any way you have of getting out from under liability. So it's critical. And it's going to be difficult to keep managers and supervisors trained and up to speed on how critical that may be. And plus they're busy. And so they're not, the HR isn't, but they'll put it off because it's less important than some other deadline that they're trying to meet. And then you lose the immediate argument. And they may not know that they're supposed to do anything at all. They may think, oh, especially somebody who's just been promoted from staff level to their first supervisory role, and somebody complains and they think that it's their obligation then to try to solve the problem. Well, let's all get in a room together and chat, see if we can't work it out. Or they blow the person off saying, oh, he didn't mean it, don't worry about it, you know, which is bad because then you've lost that defense. So I limit under my written policy that to human resources and then a certain tier of management. Now, if I have multiple locations, then I have to look at how I can do that. And do I do it through a 1-800 number back to the corporate office, or do I have somebody at each location who's specifically designated and trained to handle these types of concerns? But give a lot of thought to that. If you just say you can report it to any supervisor or manager,